Well, good morning. So glad to have you back with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Huffman, and with me in the studio this morning is Fabian Estrada. We are happy to have you. Fabian, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you doing, Pastor Greg?
I'm doing well. And I see you have your coffee there, so you might be able to make it through the day.
Yeah, hopefully.
There'll be a lot of folks that are listening to us this morning, and they're drinking coffee, and they might be on their seventh or eighth cup, you know, and they might just now be waking up. But we're glad you've joined us. You might be fixing lunches for the kids. Might even be driving to work this early, but it's always a joy that you tune in to be with us. When we started this format some 7 years ago, we decided we wanted to interview folks and hear their testimonies. Everybody has a testimony. A lot of times people want to argue with you about this belief and that doctrine, things like that. But Fabian, nobody can argue with your testimony because it's your testimony, isn't it?
It's very unique. It's personal to me and it means a lot to me.
Right. You know, and so consequently, when they hear where you are with God and who you've learned the Lord to be, it does help them to just kind of stop and give them some pause as to, wow, he sounds pretty sure that he knows he's on his way to heaven. A lot of folks can't say that, can they?
No, I can truly say from the bottom of my heart that I know I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
So, and that's completely different from when I was younger, growing up.
Oh, for sure. Now, were you born here in the area?
I was actually born in Mexico.
Okay.
I was born in Jalisco.
Mm-hmm.
1993. I moved to the U.S. when I was, I think, about a year and a half old.
Okay, all right.
To Milwaukee. I grew up mostly in Milwaukee. Lived about 4 years in Des Moines, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
A few years out in Waukesha.
Oh, yeah,
down
okay.
A little town called Dousman.
Oh, yeah, sure, I know where it is. Yeah.
So, and then I moved back to Milwaukee for college.
Gotcha.
So that's where I'm at right now.
And studied what in college?
Right now I'm studying kinesiology. And
you are still in college?
I'm still in college, yeah. I'm in my final year.
All right.
I'm studying kinesiology and a minor in nutrition.
Now, a lot of folks are going to say, kinesiology, what in the world is that?
Yeah, that's what I said when I first signed up for it. It's basically just the study of human movement.
Okay.
So what you could do with the degree, it could take you to a path to be a physical therapist,
mm-hmm.
athletic director, occupational therapist, you can be a biomechanic. So a lot of different doors are open with you with this degree to further yourself.
So you're almost through. You graduate in May?
I graduate next fall.
Okay, next fall.
Next fall, yeah.
All right, right. And what area of service do you want to do? What are you aiming for?
Well, right now I'm a certified personal trainer mm-hmm. at Experience Fitness in Brookfield on 124th and Capitol.
Okay.
It's good to already be in the field that I want to be in.
Oh, yeah.
To gain some experience. I almost see it as an internship.
Uh-huh.
But the area of physical therapy has caught my eye lately, so I think I might further my education in that. I believe you need a master's now
right.
to be a physical therapist. So that's kind of where I'm aiming at.
Well, you're young. You've got plenty of time. And
I also try not to think of the age.
Right, right. And I often recommend folks go ahead and get your master's while you're young and later, if you want to work on a doctor or something, yeah, have some experience under your belt when you're doing that. So you grew up in this area. Tell me about your church experience, if any.
It was on and off a lot.
Okay.
Growing up Catholic in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We went to a few different Catholic churches, but we were never involved.
Sure.
It was very just go to church, go to mass. Sit down, be there for an hour, and then leave.
Right.
There was no fellowship with other people there. There was no relationships, no friendships. So it was very kind of cold, because you could say. It was,
yeah.
That's why I never had a connection with God. It was just.
Yeah.
I was there, and then I left. And, you know, I've gone to many Catholic churches out in Waukesha, Milwaukee, Iowa. The same was.
So you were never involved in any Catholic youth organizations or anything like that?
No, not really. And there was friends in high school that went to the same church as me.
Sure.
So I had friends there from school, but there was still Mm-hmm. It felt more like a chore, to be honest. It felt like something I had to do, something I wanted to do.
Got
to
check it off, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Whew,
I'm done with
it's
that.
It's done. I have to do homework now. I have to go to work now. It's not something where I want to make time for it and invest my time and effort in it.
Well, some things have changed, haven't they?
They have, yeah. for the better, though.
Yeah, how did that happen? Did you meet somebody that kind of began to talk about the Lord in a new and living way?
Yeah, actually, a friend from Brookside Baptist Church.
Okay.
Went to the same gym where I work at.
Gotcha.
And we just became friends there, working out. And then she invited me to her church.
Okay.
Late August 2016, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I started hanging out a lot more.
Right.
And she's the one who really opened my eyes.
Oh, I see.
To the Bible and to God's Word, you know. She asked me, you know, frequently we'd have, you know, so these deeper thought-provoking conversations about God.
Uh-huh.
You know, she asked me, how do I think I could get into heaven? You know, growing up Catholic, you know, you think good works.
You might, right.
Good deeds will take you to heaven.
Right.
And I never really read the Bible, too, growing up as a Catholic, so.
That wasn't encouraged.
No, it wasn't. Even from my mom, it wasn't really encouraged. So becoming a Christian, reading the Word for myself, that was all new experience for me, and it was just an eye-opening experience overall. So really, really glad I came here.
That's great. The first time you walked into a Baptist church, was that a shock?
A little bit, because I was so used to going to the Spanish service in the Catholic Church.
Ah, okay.
So yeah. Even the people were different, besides, like, the service and the structure was different.
Right.
So, and I did go to a Lutheran church with a friend in high school.
Yeah.
And that was a different experience as well.
Okay.
So, it was not that big of a culture shock.
Okay.
But it was different from the traditional Mass in the Catholic Church. Yeah.
Now, is Mass spoken in English?
I have gone to English and Spanish Mass.
Okay.
You know, my mom saw, I think when I was younger, that the Spanish Mass maybe wasn't getting to me.
Okay.
So she switched me to English Sunday School and English Mass, but that still didn't really solve the issue.
Yeah, I imagine Spanish was spoken in the home.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It was my first language.
Yeah, you go to school and you'd be speaking English, but at home and relatives and everything else, it'd be
Spanish.
Spanish, right.
Yeah, so.
But it's like you said, the language was not the key issue. It was what was shared or not shared.
Right, yeah. The language made no difference at all. I still felt the same English or Spanish. It still felt like a chore to me. Still felt like something I had to do, not something I wanted to do.
Was that pretty well true with a lot of your friends in high school? It was kind of like a chore for them?
I would say so to most because they would still act the same in and out of church. You know, so I don't know if they took it as serious as their parents hoped they would.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in that case, I think for them it might have been a chore as well.
And so many times, it's a religion and not a relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
And boy, there's a big difference, isn't
there? Yeah, there definitely is. If you have the relationship, you want to be with him.
Right.
The religion is more of man searching for God rather than God searching for man in that sense. So, yeah, for me, making the decision, probably one of the best decisions I could make in my life. The only regret is I wish I could have done it sooner.
I bet. So, this friend that kind of began to ask questions, things like that, did those questions begin to cause enough concern to begin searching?
Yeah. So when she answered a lot of the questions that I had, when she helped to open my eyes, you know, there were days where I would stay up, I would get teary, start crying. I felt lost. I felt alone, lonesome life.
Right.
I always felt like I was missing something with God. I always knew he was real, but with the Catholic Church, there was never that personal connection.
Right.
With him.
Right.
And with her and coming to Brookside Baptist Church, I felt the love with other Christians. I felt his presence in his word, reading the Bible. I really felt like he was talking to me in my issues in my life. So in that sense, I really felt like he was talking to me and the struggles that I had to go through. So our bond just increased coming here.
Do you remember any particular a book of the Bible that you started to read or study?
I did have this verse that spoke to me. I believe it was 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. It reads, "The way we show our love is to obey God's command. He commands you to lead a life of love. That's what you have heard from the beginning."
Right.
So that goes just back in with being in His Word more.
Right.
And then strengthening your connection with Him alone. And then sharing that connection with other Christians.
Right.
And then having that support there from them. And you as well being there for them if they need
right.
You know, your support.
The whole idea of fellowship.
And that was all new to me. You know, growing up Catholic, there was no fellowship.
It was.
You just said maybe hi, hello to a person in the hallway. And that was it. There was no spending time outside of church, outside of Mass, growing together, you know, helping each other, encourage each other.
Right.
There was none of that.
So tell me about the actual coming to the place that you realized I need to accept Christ as my Savior.
So that was this past summer. I still remember the day. It was August 20th. This past summer,
okay,
I was having a major knee surgery on the 21st. I remember it was a Monday.
Yeah.
And I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior Sunday, the day before.
Okay.
I had a severe torn meniscus in my left knee.
Mm.
So, you know, knee surgeries can be complicated. They're prone to infections.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really scared. This was my first time I ever had surgery.
Right.
So this is my first surgery. I was really scared. So that's when I really realized I think it was time to make the decision.
Right.
And this was over a year of accumulating thinking on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one really forced it or pushed it on me. This was with me and my thoughts alone.
Right.
But I remember that Sunday, it just felt so right to accept Him, you know, right before my surgery.
Amen. And then you've followed the Lord in obedience to baptism. What does that mean, baptism?
So, baptism, you're identifying with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
To your fellow Christians, it's a sign of loyalty, of obedience. It has nothing to do with salvation.
Right.
But it does show your loyalty.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very important. So, that was the second time I got baptized. I was baptized as an infant.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have that testimony.
Yes,
right.
They do.
But this time, it was your decision to follow Christ in baptism and show that there's a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
And Fabian, we have run out of time. I've been talking to Fabian Estrada, and we'll continue this conversation next time. But if you've been listening to us this morning and maybe you've had that first sprinkling or baptism as a baby, like Fabian was talking about, but never the second one, because there's never been a time that you personally have repented of your sin and trusted Christ as your Savior. Today could be the most important day in your life, the day of your salvation. Trust Christ. Turn to Him. Your life will change. Join us again next time. God bless you.